Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Level up. Lifestyle. Wellness. Damn good time. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Ladies and gentlemen. To the Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
What is going on? Welcome to another episode. We're back here with you. I hope you enjoyed the last two episodes that were recordings from our time on Clubhouse. However, I haven't even told you what show you're on. Jay, what show is this?
The Holistic Life Podcast.
Yeah, what up? I'm Jenny. He's Jay. And we are so excited you're here. All right, just want to let you know, just straight up, here's what we do. We work with entrepreneurs who want to create an unfuckwithable mindset, who really want to get out of their own way, step in their confidence, crush limiting beliefs, and really step into a life and business that you know you deserve, but even beyond that, so that you can have the experiences that you maybe have tucked away while you were being an entrepreneur, so you can really go experience life, you can travel, you can have adventures, you can have fun, you can have freedom, whatever it is that you have always wanted to do that has sat in a drawer somewhere, like with a lock and key on it. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to dive into a method that we invite you to use this method and have it become your new life motto. This method is going to help you to CTFO, chill the fuck out. And it's also going to help you slow down so that you can speed up, which I know you A-types out there are like cringing if you haven't learned the art of just slowing down a little bit. But we are going to just chat a little bit about this method, how it's helped us, how it's helped our clients, and how it can help you. So let's kick it off. The method is the 1% better method. And basically what it is if you've ever, you know, heard the concept of like compound interest, right? It's like you save a little bit each day, each week, each time frame, right? And you save that little bit of money, and over time, the money grows and becomes this big thing. Than if you were just to like save $1,000 and take it out next week. Compound interest is about building on that little bit of money that grows into a big amount of money at the end, but it takes patience and time. And sometimes it's just so simple that you're like, why am I only putting $5 away? How is this going to turn into something? So Jay, what else how do you view the 1% better method?
I view it as, I don't know, it's easy way to consistently build on habits.
Right. It's a way for you to just focus on being just a little bit better than you were yesterday. Because what we see a lot, the problem is in society, in culture, in our workplaces, in our environment, like in our industries, like whatever it is, what we see is people stay on these cycles. And especially when it comes to like talking to friends or talking to other colleagues or whatever, how about when it's like, oh my God, it's time to lose weight. Oh yeah, I gotta go on a diet. I'm gonna go to the gym and I'm gonna go do all this stuff, right? And then what happens is like you try to change your life in 180 degrees and then you end up falling off the wagon, and everybody wants to know how to get back on the wagon when you fall off. Well, the 1% better method is the way that you do that. It's the way that you can start small and focus on just being a little bit better than you were. So like, let's say you are working on some self-care and some meditation in the morning, and you're working on implementing a new morning routine. And your old morning routine is waking up and looking at your phone and checking your email and like getting to work right away. And you're wanting to spend that first 5, 10, 15 minutes just sitting in reflection and meditation. And that's what you're wanting to do. And you start off and you pick a really cool guided meditation app and you sit there for the first couple days, week, however long. And you're able to do the 10 minutes or the 15 minutes or whatever amount you committed to. Because some guru told you that you need to meditate 15 minutes a day or whatever, right? So you're like, all right, I'm in. This doesn't seem that hard. Let me do it. And you do it for a few days or a few weeks or whatever. And then one day you pick up your phone and you don't open the meditation app. You go back to the emails and you figure, I'll just do it later. And then the next day you open up the emails and you don't do the meditation app. And now before you know it, a decent amount of time has passed and you're like, I'm not meditating anymore. I'm such a loser or whatever. Like you get mad. What if you were able to really step in and just start with the least, like the thing you're able to commit to for at least 2 weeks that has the least amount of resistance for you. And let's say it's 3, 4, 5 minutes. You can do that for those days, right? And each day you just like focus on just being 1% better. So that could be you add another minute. Maybe it's not even about the time. Maybe you're just doing that time for the next 2 weeks and you add a minute later, you add a couple minutes later. Maybe it's taking those deep breaths before you start. And that's just 1% better. It's like the little things. It helps take some of the pressure off.
But what about the people who are like, oh, 2 weeks, oh my God, or whatever. Or yeah, I set this goal for 2 weeks and I screwed it up on day 4.
I still think it comes back to, and now we're kind of overlapping with what we talk about with the 5-minute habit. We're talking about when we say, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, what are you willing to commit to that's an 8, 8.5, a 9, or even a 10? And so if you thought you were able to commit to that for whatever, and on day 4, you're not able to do it, then you just back it up and you're just being kind with yourself. But also the 1% better is really just helping you to make that gradual change without all the pressure.
Agreed.
Okay, so the 1% better method helps you to CTFO. What's CTFO?
Chill the fuck out.
Yes. So if you want to hear us talk a little bit more about CTFO, we actually released a podcast that's called this. It was part of our Unfuckwithable season. And the date of that podcast was April 7th. So you can scroll back a little bit. I don't know, maybe like 20 episodes or something. And you could hear that one and hear us go more into that. But let's talk a little bit about CTFO. And I just kind of did it like A types, right? Do, 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 go, 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 do, 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 go, go, go. Like that's what we are like almost in a way trained to do, which I feel like we could do a whole nother episode talking about that because I feel like I was trained to go, go, go. But really it was a program. Hmm. It was a program that was installed from society, from the family, from the culture. And a lot of times these programs are installed and we agree to them at some level, even if it's consciously, subconsciously. But until we're willing to pause and ask ourselves some questions and be able to dig deep and dig up the program, right? Sometimes we don't even realize. We just think, this is who I am. Leave me alone. This is what I do. Well, what if it's not who you are? What if it is? And so the thing is sometimes in those moments, you feel like you have to push through. And because you're so skilled as an A type, as an overachiever, as a high achiever, or whatever aspect of that you are, you're so used to having accomplishments, you're pushing through, you're juggling a lot, you're handling a lot of things, that I feel like what happens is when it comes to changing something with our behavior, when it comes to changing something in our life and our business, when it comes to really finally letting go of the fear and stepping into confidence and stepping away from the ego and all of those things, we feel and we believe that we can make this big dramatic change because we're already doing so many big things in our life. Like, why wouldn't we be able to? I'm already a badass. I can do this. But I think the thing is especially when we're changing our behaviors and our habits, what happens is eventually we're eventually going to burn out because it's almost like we're taking on too many things at once. And then we get crushed because we're used to achievement. We're used to doing well. We're used to handling everything, or so we think. And when things don't work out, when we quote unquote fail, when we fall off the wagon or whatever it is, I think that's when that cycle continues where we beat ourselves up. So it's like, I can do anything, which yes, you can, but when we're talking about this cycle, I can do anything, you take on too much, you want to make a huge life or business change, you're really committed and focused because that's just who you are, then you fall off the wagon, stress happens, shit hits the fan, right? Something comes up. Now you're beating yourself up or second guessing yourself or you're mad at yourself or whatever. and you kind of go back into that cycle again.
Focusing on too much, I think it depends on the person too, but like focusing on too much could be listening to your body when your body says, I need to chill today, and you still try to push through. You know, you still try to knock stuff off. You still try to check the boxes. And depending on the type of personality you have, because, you know, somebody will say no one can multitask or whatever, be it true, be it false, whatever. No one has the rule book out on that. If you can focus on a few things, well, I don't want to say focus on a few things. If multitasking a couple of things helps you focus, helps you calm down, helps that, like go for it. Like, we're not here to tell you what's right or wrong. But if it's harming you in any form or fashion, like your mental health, if it's causing you more stress and anxiety, yeah, back up off of it. But if you're like, oh, I can do this, 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 and I can get things done, and you're still, I don't even want to say a functioning adult, because a lot of people function on stuff they don't need to function on. But I just, you know, it doesn't hurt you, it doesn't harm you, you're still having that fulfilled life, like go for it. Perfect example, if you run an amazing business where, I don't know, you get to wine and dine and party with all these amazing people and do these things and have all these experiences, but your health sucks, I didn't think about it. That's all I'm saying.
So let's tie in how the 1% better method can help you CTFO in these types of situations. The first thing that comes to mind for me is that it can help relieve some of the pressure that sometimes as high achievers put on ourselves. Because like I said, we're so used to accomplishing so many things that when we're not accomplishing at the rate and expectations of what we feel like we should, I mean, I'm saying a lot of key words here, should be achieving something, we can, you know, go downhill from there. We get mad, we get angry, we get frustrated. We maybe avoid whatever it is that we do. We dive into work more because we don't want to face the fact or whatever it is, right? So if we're able to give ourselves some grace, especially when it comes to changing habits, and how long have these habits or these beliefs been a part of you? I mean, some of these things could have been there for your entire life. 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And so for you to expect that some of those things are going to unwind in a week, that you're not setting yourself up for success or an empowerment. So the 1% better method, if you're willing to believe that this can work for you and you're willing to adopt this methodology and this mindset in your own life, if you focus on just being a little bit better every day, if you focus on being a little bit better each time you go to do that new habit, and you just be a little bit better and you celebrate those small wins along the way, then like we said before, it's like the compound effect comes into play. Small actions consistently, daily, almost seem like meaningless in the day to day. Like the things that you're doing, it's kind of like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? But over time, that's when the change and the transformation comes. So it's having that trust and faith. And with that, if you're willing to have the trust and faith and belief, that can help you to just chill the fuck out and take a breather and trust and know that what you're doing is working and helping you get closer towards your destination, your goal, your change, your transformation.
I completely agree. Just do the scale, 1 to 10. If it's not at 8.5 to a 10, what would give you an 8.5 to a 10?
All right, Jay. So this is one of the things that you've helped me a lot with, and something that I think that would be really good for you to explain and break down too, is how can you slow down in order to speed up? You talked a lot about, before when we were planning for this, you talked about the tortoise and the hare story.
Everybody knows the tortoise and the hare story, you know. Basically the hare races the turtle, and he's so fast ahead he decides to take a nap, and while he's sleeping the tortoise wins the race, or he starts to pass him, and you know the rabbit is like, holy shit, like I gotta catch up, and he doesn't catch him, and the tortoise ends up winning. And the, you know, moral is slow and steady wins the race, right? And it's the concept is just like so many people are just like busy doing things. This is like you're just running. You know what I'm saying? You're that rabbit. You're just running. But when you slow down, when you actually focus in intentionally, you have that intention, you knock out your priorities, knock out those things that are going to move the business forward. And you're probably listening and saying, oh, but working on my website is moving the business forward, or this is moving the business forward. But like, is it moving the business? Is it long game, short game? Websites are always works in progress. And is that like something you need to get done now? And if you do need to get it done now, yeah, that's a priority. But like looking at those goals for the month, or that goal for the month, I'm not even going to say goals, unless you're one of those people who can like multitask on multiple things at a time and still like kick ass doing it. But looking at the goal, the one goal that's going to move your business forward, or even planning out the year, right? Where do you want to be next year? And then reverse engineering that. Like, okay, go from the year to each quarter, go from each quarter to each month, from each month to each week, and each week, what needs to get knocked out each day, right? And like, if you actually do that and like you're intentional and you slow down and you look at that, you'll notice you will probably grow faster than just throwing proverbial spaghetti at the wall and hoping something sticks.
Well, the data supports it, because when I was looking up some stuff for this before the podcast, I saw a stat that said if you are 1% better each day for 1 year, by the end of the year, you'll be 37% better. So my question is, would you rather go balls to the wall and fizzle out after 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months? Or would you rather make small incremental changes on your terms that last for you? And that's really the difference between being go, go, go and on all the time, and being that hare jumping all every which direction and gotta get to the end. And just being that tortoise who's like cool, calm, and chill. Tortoise ain't got no stress going on. Tortoise is just taking one step in front of the other. Tortoise is just like looking at the hare going, you're freaking crazy? What are you doing? Chill out, man. And meanwhile, the hare is looking at the tortoise going, come on, dude, get to work. Come on, keep up. Let's go. Meanwhile, the hare is freaking dying at the end, laying on the ground, needs to take 75 days of vacation from the race. And the tortoise is like, word, what up? I just won this prize. You know, and it's not always about the prize, but what if the prize is your peace of mind? What if the prize is less stress and more clarity and more confidence and more space in your day to day, and in your week to week, and your month to month, to be able to grow your business the way you want to grow it?
And not only grow your business, but like live the life you want. Have those experiences. How many people start a business and say, oh yeah, I want to work harder at my business than I did at my 9 to 5? Of course, we're not going to say there's not going to be hard work, but still, there's working smarter than there's working harder. Like, what would you rather do? Did you start your business to bust your ass, or did you start your business to spend time with your family, to travel, to create different experiences for you? And actually, like, we're talking to a good friend. Bobby's definitely a good friend. And she was talking about financial freedom, and financial freedom is waking up and saying, like, what do I want to do today? Like, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah. It's interesting because you said something that made me think, because you said, would you rather work harder or smarter? And I think that many people would say, well, duh, I want to work smarter. Duh. And I know I always like get that Valley Girl voice when I'm giving examples. But anyways, I think most people would say, of course, Jay, I want to work smarter. But I think the thing is sometimes we don't realize, because we're on autopilot, and I can speak from experience, the times when I've been so busy in my life that I don't have time to think about those things. I mean, of course I say I want to work smarter, but I might be having fun what I'm doing. And I may not realize the impact that it's having. And so I think that asking yourself some of these questions that we've already posted here in this podcast, or even, you know, asking yourself, okay, how many days on average in a week do I feel like I'm the hare? How many days on average during the week do I feel like I'm the tortoise? And I think you could go macro with it and look at your overall life and business. You could go micro with it and look at it in a specific aspect of your life that maybe you're looking to change or transform.
I feel too like there's going to be some times where you're going to be the hare, you know, like to call those racing moments where you might be launching a thing. But even in that, and it's not like being the hare, like you have to be speedy or fast. It's just things are moving quicker than usual. Cause I don't want people to be like, oh, well, I'm in a racing mode. So, you know, I gotta hustle. We gotta stop that fucking hustle culture, man. That grind. It's gotta be a grind. Like, that makes no fucking sense to me. But anyway, off of my soapbox.
No, it's true.
But yeah, you're gonna have those hare moments where things are gonna have to move at a rapid pace for you to reach that end goal. But those times aren't sustainable. And it's just like it's set for a specific time period. That doesn't mean you need to go 90 to nothing, 365.
Right. And I think that that's just one thing, because self-awareness is a practice. It's a journey. It's really digging in and paying attention to what's going on in your inner world, your outer world, you know, how different emotions are showing up for you. And it's asking more empowering questions, right? And so part of this process is recognizing what Jay was talking about, even recognizing, you know, what's your overall emotional state? How are the different actions and activities having an impact on your day-to-day emotional state? And how does that roll over into other things? And even when it comes to talking about slowing down and, you know, how you can tune into this for yourself and what questions you can ask is, how many times have you fallen off the wagon? How many times have you tried the same thing over and over and over in cycles? And really just being aware, you know, if you keep falling off the wagon, you can congratulate yourself that you keep getting on the wagon, right? Because you keep trying over and over and over. And each time, I bet you've even been 1% better because you learned from your past experiences. But the one thing that you may not have learned is really applying the 1% better method in the like day-to-day activities, right? This whole idea, if you're just 1% better each day for 1 year, you'll be 37 times better. It's that whole idea. So as we said in the beginning, we encourage you to adapt the 1% better method, this methodology, and have it be your new life motto. Or whenever you're making change, you're working on things, you're wanting to get better. What if your life could be different? What if you tried a whole different approach? You know, this will take practice. And you can do this on your own. You can work with a coach or an accountability partner, a group. Of course, it's something we can help you with too. You can reach out to us for a raw mindset call. We do this complimentary. And so you can find that on our Instagram, _2_J_Holla. And the link on there, you can find it there. But really, it's just digging in and kind of seeing like, well, what holds you back? What holds you back from making change? What holds you back from that change? Like, what if that change, what if that transformation could happen with grace and ease and not so much stress and strife? Sometimes when we hear these things, something as simple as the 1% better method, we go, yeah, that's a good idea. And then we don't apply it. Why don't we apply it?
I wonder if people scared it might actually work, or
they're so used to things being complicated to accept that something this simple.
Well, I don't.
I feel like there's so many different reasons, obviously. I'm not being absolute.
Well, no, I know you're not being absolute, but, you know, I was just saying as well that, like, yes, complicated is a thing, but also going back to the condition thing, the program, there's different seasons for everything. You know, and it's like, oh, well, I was successful doing this. I made my success doing this. So why can't I do the same thing and get the same success? It's because you're a whole different person. There's growth and evolution for a reason. So just because something you did five, six years ago made you successful, we grow, we evolve, we learn, we want to do different things. So even with that, the way that we did things can't stay the same because those worked for that particular season.
So as we close out the podcast, I want to leave you with this final question. How can you take that leap of faith? How can you believe and trust and begin to implement the 1% Better Method in your life?
You can subscribe to the Holistic Life Podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2JH Insider. Mahalo for tuning in.